CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. About 170 households are experiencing homelessness in Grey and Bruce counties. The Community Safety and Wellbeing Planning Homelessness Response Committee has created a real-time list of all people experiencing homelessness in the area. In January and February, the committee was able to help 33 households on that list find homes. The committee is a partnership with Bruce and Grey counties and community service providers. Grey and Bruce counties offer 10% of their vacant housing units to individuals or families on the active list. South Bruce Council will consider a hosting agreement between the municipality of South Bruce and the Nuclear Waste Management Organization at a special meeting this week. The hosting agreement maps out what happens if South Bruce decides it is a willing host and is selected for the NWMO project to store Canada's used nuclear fuel. It also sets out how South Bruce would exit the process if it were not a willing host, or if it was willing to host but not selected by the NWMO. The hosting agreement and supporting documents are available on the agenda for the meeting on the municipal website. The meeting starts at 6 p.m. at the municipal office in Teeswater, Wednesday, May 1st. And people can also attend by Zoom. South Bruce OPP are warning of an unfortunate rise in fraud reports in their five municipalities. Since January 1st, OPP officers in South Bruce received 74 fraud-related calls, accounting to over $260,000 in lost funds. Increasingly, scammers are asking for gift card numbers or cryptocurrency investments. South Bruce OPP urged residents to never provide gift card numbers over the phone or internet, and to be very cautious of the growing cryptocurrency market and to do research prior to investing. Never send down payment e-transfers through online marketplaces. Discovery Healthcare Summer Camps are set to take place in Goderich and Stratford, aimed at inspiring the next generation of healthcare professionals. The Assistant Dean of Distributed Education at the Schulich School of Medicine and Dentistry at Western University, Dr. Victor Ng, says the camps offer interactive workshops, expert lectures, and mentorship provided by medical students.
So this year, the camp in Goderich will run from July the 8th until the 12th. This will be held at the Camp Killeney. And then for the camp in Stratford, it's going to run from July the 15th, until the 19th. It will be held at the Stratford General Hospital.
The camps are designed to provide students with hands-on experience in various medical fields, including medicine, nursing, dentistry, and paramedicine. For more on these and other stories, go to CKNXNewsToday.ca.
Toronto Blue Jays opening up 3 at home against the Kansas City Royals. Jays dropped 3 of 4 to this team in Kauffman Stadium last week. Hear tonight's game live on AM920 CKNX. First pitch shortly after 7. Hanover's Cullen Andrews among those selected to represent Canada at the Men's Softball Border Battle in Oklahoma in July. Kyle Nechtel of AIR will also be there for a matchup against USA at the U.S. Softball Hall of Fame Complex in Oklahoma City. The Battle of Perth County set to get underway likely on Friday night in Listowel as the Cyclones prepare to take on the St. Mary's Lincolns, who are looking for their first Sutherland Cup since last winning it all in 1976. You'll be able to hear games live on CKNX. Schedule info is expected to be released shortly. Hanover against Clarington Game 3 can be heard tomorrow night on CKNX. Seattle Kraken just announced that they've fired head coach Dave Hackstall. The Guelph Storm have also fired their head coach Chad Wiseman. And the Kansas City Chiefs have agreed to terms on a 2-year contract extension with Travis Kelce, making him the highest paid tight end in the National Football League. For CKNX Sports, I'm Adam Bell.
Becoming cloudy this evening with showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Gusty southeast winds will lighten up later on this evening, low near 12. For tomorrow, cloudy with possible morning showers, fog patches developing near noon, high 18. On Wednesday, sunny with a high of 20, more sunshine on the way Thursday, high 19, and sunny again Friday with a high of 21.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.